Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we'll be talking about grief and loss. When talking about grief, we're talking not just about the loss of a loved one, but maybe the loss of a job or a potential. When an event happens, many people go through this cycle of grief and loss. Denial. It didn't happen. Anger. It shouldn't have happened. Bargaining. I will give this or I will trade something in order for the event to have not happened. Depression. Now this can come in many forms and can include self-blame. Acceptance. Now acceptance does not mean that you accept the loss and move on. It just means that you've accepted your emotions about it. These are the basic stages and should only be used as a light guideline. In reality, it's possible to move through each stage more than once or to feel multiple emotions at the same time. Grief is more like a ball instead of a line, and each person sees and handles loss very differently. For some people, they shut down. They stop dealing with life. They feel numb and overwhelmed. For some people, they try to handle the situation with humor. They use the humor to hide their emotions. It does not mean that they feel the emotions any less. For some, they feel anger, and it's a chronic anger and resentment. Some take on self-destructive behaviors, such as dangerous hobbies, or activities like smoking, drinking, or risk-taking. Some might become stuck in the emotional cycle and find themselves unable to start the healing process. And then there are those that are strong, those that hide their emotions in order to be strong for others. They may have no outward reaction to the grief that they are feeling. Some of the potential emotions that one might go through in the grieving process is anger, irritability, you may cry easily, denial, depression or sadness, disbelief or shock, distrust, fear, a lack of motivation, you may have no reaction, numbness, sleep disturbances, nightmares, or withdrawal from the people around you. All of these are normal reactions and emotions, and how you handle these emotions is very dependent on who you are as a person. These emotions are going to be gone through individually. You can't talk about the emotions and the stages of grief without talking about the healing process. For some, grieving is a lifelong event. One does not just get over the loss of something that they loved. They learn to live with it and rebuild. But there's no one way to heal, and the process may take months, years, or even decades. It does change depending on the person. You're not only grieving the loss, you're also grieving a loss of a potential future. Things that could have happened become just as much of a loss as the item or loved one themselves. After years, you may see something, smell something, or think of something that reminds you of that loss, and it can bring you back into grief, or it can bring up a fond memory. Over time, thoughts of what you lost become less frequent. Reminders make you smile and life continues. This doesn't mean that grief ends. It only becomes lighter to carry. That was just an overview of our grief and loss brief. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.